Skipping Town. The Near Country, Summer 575.
"Maybe we should skip town," said Javra. "Oh, no, 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 not this time," Chev snapped back at her. "You can't just career through life, leaving the wreckage of your mistakes behind you."
A silence as they hurried on through the shadows, Chev having to half-jog to keep up as Javra ploughed ahead with immense strides, brow furrowed in thought.
"What is it that we have been doing this past year, then?"
"Well, we've..." Chev thought about it.
"That's just my point. We can't keep doing it."
"I see. So we give Tabna his jewel, we collect the promised money, we pay our gambling debts..."
"Your gambling debts?"
"Then what? We put down roots here?" Javra raised one red brow at the crumbling buildings, the rubbish-strewn street, a fish-stinking beggar hacking out diseased coughs in a doorway.
"Well, no. We move on."
"And what we left behind us tonight?" Javra jerked ahead the way they'd come. "Would you call that wreckage?"
"I would call that..."
Chev wondered how much this particular truth would stretch before it tore to bits.
"A series of mishaps."
"It looked like wreckage to me. Once the front of the mansion collapsed, you would have to call that wreckage, no?" Chev glanced quickly over her shoulder yet again to make sure no one was following.
"I suppose an uncharitable speaker could describe it so."
"Then explain to me, if you would, Chevedia, how your way differs from mine, except that we leave town with less money."
"We leave with less enemies as well. I tire of leaving a new score in every shithole we pass through, like a rabbit leaves droppings. Sooner or later, I might need a good shithole to pass through again. All the damn enemies. I wake up sweating, you know, in the night."